T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I heard that a lot this weekend, without the dancing part. Just shut up!
There was nothing to do except dance around your living room, Paul. I couldn't go anywhere.
I was dancing with a shovel.
You did shovel quite a bit.
I shoveled.
You did shovel quite a bit.
Quick story, my dog Leo, little dog, spaniel, he does his business in the backyard.
Sure.
We have a little fence for him, and he went outside and took one look and proceeded to poop on the patio deck.
You deserved it.
It was, well, it was his act of protest.
Right.
He's like, no, I ain't. I ain't going down there. He would have smothered him. So we had to shovel a little figure eight in the backyard so he had a place to.
Yep.
Wow, what a weekend.
We want to hear all about that, but fear not, my friends. We are going to be all James Comey all the time come 3:30. We're going to take your calls. We want to know what you think. We'll play some excerpts. You get to sound off on the James Comey interviewed. I was glued yesterday, and Paul read the entire transcript of the stuff that wasn't on the air.
Memorized
he
it,
says
yeah.
That's better.
Well, it gives you nuance mm-hmm. and details that you did not get from the interview. There was a lot of editing to cram that into an hour.
So it's a lot. 3 hours isn't enough, but we're going to hit that at 3:35. So make sure you're here. Get your dialing finger ready and join the conversation about James Comey and the interview heard around the world. That we will do that at 3:35. But right now, Leo protested by pooping on the deck. You know, you did the figure eight. Susan Blanche had the experience of going out with her friend Dave because he's a plow guy. She said it was exhilarating.
Wow.
I somehow cajoled her friend Dave to come and plow my driveway.
Because you were stranded. You were marooned.
Trapped. My son said, Mom, how much do you have to pay him? I said, whatever he's charging me, it's not enough.
Wait a second. But if you have Netflix, are you really trapped?
I did binge watch Stranger Things.
Yeah. Oh, isn't
that great? My kids love it. I got through the whole first season.
It could apply to our weather. Stranger Things.
What did you do? How were you trapped? And what kindness did you see Minnesotans sharing with each other? Our own Susan Blanche was downtown, and she said people were digging each other out. Everybody was helping each other. That's what we do and who we are in Minnesota. Our number is 651-989-9226. Our text line is 81807. How did you spend it? And what positives did you see during the snowfall?
Brings up the best, generally the best in people.
It does.
A situation like this. Think about it. It's the great thing about a snowstorm. You don't use those words in a sentence very often, but everybody is impacted. They're very democratic. Doesn't matter where you live, how much money you have, everybody is impacted.
And then we have a common enemy, how to survive it.
How to survive it, yes.
You know, people's social media feeds were blowing up with don't go here, don't go there. This is a dangerous area. This is a bad spot. Don't drive if you don't have to. So people were communicating that way. I've gave us something to do. Scrolling through your Facebook feed, you got to catch up a little bit. I hit the Netflix pretty hard with my kids. What else did you do that was exciting?
Friday, we were predicting up to a foot. And then Friday night, I looked at the models, which were continuing to print out 15, 18, 20 inches. And so I upped it to 10 to 15. I thought that's crazy for mid-April. We don't get 15 inches of snow.
Yeah, we do.
But we wound up. Yeah,
so,
we do.
So there's that.
We got officially 15.8 inches from the storm, the 12th biggest snowstorm on record. For the Twin Cities, we are now up to 26 inches of snow for April, the snowiest April on record, surpassing 1983. The most snow since January 1st. We're up to 71.1, 78 inches for the winter, 78.2. That makes this the 10th snowiest winter/spring on record.
And we'll, hey, Bryce.
Yeah.
You better get over here and take a look at this.
Bryce can't help us.
Bryce wouldn't even believe those models.
Bryce would kick me in the butt.
Theo's in Minneapolis. Theo, what was your snowstorm experience this weekend?
Well, actually, it's right now in front of my house. There's a Minneapolis plow truck that's stuck. He's been here for about 20 minutes up on my boulevard here.
No.
It's not good when the plows get stuck. Jeez. Really? How does a plow get stuck?
Hey, Paul, thanks for the numbers. They're like sand in the Vaseline.
Okay. Hey, yep. You know what? I mean, we went from the insulting and the ridiculous to the outrageous. And at some point, it's kind of a reminder we can rant and rave and shake our fists at the sky, but we can't do a dang thing about it. We are powerless in the face of nature, right?
Folks are texting in, made turkey noodle soup, banana bread, watched movies as a family because my daughter's prom at Visitation was canceled on Saturday. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Sorry about that. We had a big family weekend, another texter writes, played a lot of board games. No electronics were allowed except when we played the radio. Isn't that nice? My house has never been so clean, ever. Wow, that is a productive way to spend your weekend. Absolutely.
Yeah, I did some updates for CCO Radio Saturday afternoon at the height of the storm. I feel really bad, though, for all the charity events, all the proms, the weddings. I mean, a lot of people were impacted, and, you know, that's unfortunate. I think you think that mid-April, by then we should be fine. There shouldn't be any more major snowstorms. And most winters, you'd be right. Last winter, we had 32 inches. People were pleading for snow. Now we're up to 78. We could be up around 82, 83 by the end of the winter slash spring at the rate we're going, Jor.
John's in West St. Paul. John, what was your snow experience this weekend?
Well, I actually work in a hotel in Bloomington, and I spent the majority of yesterday shoveling out guests' cars so they can get out of our parking lot.
Oh, wow.
And it was a very good experience, and I had a very sore body this morning. But, you know, I would hope someone would do the same for me, and It was actually, I enjoyed it. It was fun.
So you're a good human, John.
Yeah, thank you, John.
You bet.
That's very cool.
That's people helping people.
A neighbor, unannounced, actually shoveled the bottom of our driveway. You know how when the plow comes through, it throws up that, like, dam of snow at the end of your driveway?
Mm-hmm.
And all of us experienced that. But a neighbor just came, and he was out, and so he shoveled at the end of our driveway.
Isn't that nice?
Thank you, Tom. I think that was you. I owe you one.
Shovel, plow, repeat. Made cookies and soup.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what we do, right? We made the best of the situation, this texter writes. It all ends well. We got home safely to South Central Minnesota.
My husband and I got stuck in downtown Minneapolis, which turned out to be a lot of fun for us. We walked all around downtown in the blizzard. And then in the evening, we got into restaurants that we typically aren't able to get into because there were less people out and about. We had a great experience.
That's cool. A good way to look on the bright side.
Make,
that's beautiful.
Make lemonade out of lemons.
I did my taxes.
Ugh.
There you go. Down to the wire. Good job. Let's see. I think we got another call here. Dale is in Maplewood. Dale, what was your snow experience? Hi, Dale.
Hi. I went around asking people about global warming or climate change. Is it at?
What'd they say?
Well, they figured it's the Democrats' fault because Douglas blamed it on Trump because it was hot this summer.
It's all your fault, buddy.
Have I ever actually blamed the president for anything? Really?
Come on. I guess so. It's all the Democrats' fault.
I mean, 24 inches of snow in some spots. We're seeing heavier rain in the summer, and we're seeing heavier snow. When it does snow, there's actually, NOAA has some guidance that shows twice as many extreme regional snowfall since 1960.
I spent some time watching the Guardian documentary that featured our own Paul Douglas. It is on our Paul and Jordana Facebook page. I urge you to go take a look.
Yeah, all right. Hey, we'll be back with more coming up right after this.
Looks like you had some real fun this weekend. We will continue to sprinkle your texts and thoughts about what you did on your snowy weekend throughout the show.
God, I'm ready for a warm front.
On Sunday night, we went to the movies. We talked about Tim Lammers about the movie Rampage.
You liked it?
Loved it. The kids liked it. It was just great fun. Joining us now is our entertainment reporter. She's an Entertainment Weekly senior writer, Pia Sinaroy. She's joining us now to get a wrap-up of the entertainment that went on this weekend. Hi, Pia.
Hi. How's it going?
I loved Rampage. Did you see it?
I have not actually seen it yet, believe it or not. You know, I hope The Rock isn't angry at me, but plenty of people in our office did go to see it this weekend, and it did really, really well at the box office as well. Mm-hmm. It actually came in at number one with around $35 million in North America. So, yeah, it's a solid start for the movie and for, you know, the driving force of The Rock.
Hey, P, a couple of years ago, I took my wife to see Beyonce at a concert, and she puts on an amazing show, and I hear she did just that Saturday at Coachella. Tell us about that. What made that so special? I saw a lot of posts on that the past few days.
I think it's fair to say Beyonce has just set a new bar for Coachella performances. I had actually seen her there about 6 years ago, no, more than 6 years ago now, when Jay-Z was headlining and she turned up and supported him on a song. And that was, I just remember feeling like everybody was so excited to glimpse her there. So for her to headline finally is long coming. And she really delivered. The stage setup was, first of all, extraordinary. Most people don't bring a catwalk into Coachella, you know. So for her to have been able to have this amazing set alone was very exciting. And then she hosted a Destiny's Child reunion on stage with Kelly and Michelle, which, again, people were just so, so thrilled by. It shows that she's really, you know, she constantly sort of pays homage to, you know, knowing that, you know, she came with this group and that's how she rose to prominence. And she always brings them back for her milestone moments. So I think people are just so excited about that. And it was just a killer set. I was not there in person. I wish I was. Our music editor was, and he's still coming down from a high. But I was watching the live stream, and it looked so exciting.
There were the AMC Music Awards, too, last night, which also looked great. I love looking at all the fashion. Did you get a glimpse of those?
I did, yes. It's always great to see, you know, country music's finest sort of, you know, dressing up for their big night. And yeah, there were some really poignant performances. Mm-hmm. Carrie Underwood was hugely sort of anticipated performance from her. Miranda Lambert did pretty well. So yeah, it was kind of a nice night, especially for country music's leading ladies.
The next movie the kids and I are looking forward to is that Avengers Infinity War. They're excited. Yeah. Even Black Panther's in it. Everybody's in it that they love. So what's new and exciting about this one?
This one is going to be like the biggest superhero movie that we've seen on screen. It, like you said, it's got Black Panther. It's got all the superheroes that we've seen so far in the first of this 10-year period of Marvel. They're all coming together in this. And one of the most exciting new additions that's just been announced was Carrie Coon, who is this fantastic actress from The Leftovers and Fargo. She will be voicing one of the members of Thanos's villainous Black Order. So just fans of hers are really excited about this news because, you know, she's just done so well on TV. So to see her making that leap onto this massive, massive movie is thrilling.
Well, you've given us something to think about and something to look forward to. Pia Sinha-Roy, Entertainment Weekly senior writer, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll catch you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. And we'll be back right after Laura's news.
Is Donald Trump unfit to be president?
Yes, but not in the way I often hear people talk about it. I don't buy the stuff about him being mentally incompetent or early stages of dementia. He strikes me as a person of above average intelligence who's tracking conversations and knows what's going on. I don't think he's medically unfit to be president. I think he's morally unfit to be president.
Interesting.
Wow.
You watched the interview. I read the transcript.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that struck me, there were a few things that struck me. Comey said he doesn't think, even if the accusations, collusion, if any of that turns out to be true, he doesn't think that the president should be impeached. He thinks people should go to the voting polls.
I thought that was interesting also. He was calling for the American people to act.
Just let the process work, mm-hmm. right? And let people vote their conscience. And if they have a problem with how the president is doing, they will have a chance to make a change.
Our phone number is 651-989-9226. Our text line is 81807. What did you think of George Stephanopoulos' interview with James Comey yesterday? There you heard him talking about how he felt he was morally incapable of being president. We're going to play some other sound for you, and we're going to take your calls.
He was about to tell Trump about the Steele dossier. Salacious, unverified, and so explosive that Comey suggested everyone else leave the room, which they did.
How graphic did you get?
I think as graphic as I needed to be. I did not go into the business about people peeing on each other. And he interrupted, started talking about it. You know, do I look like a guy who needs hookers? I didn't answer that, and then I just moved on. And
it's troubling to listen to. I couldn't believe at some points we were talking about the president of the United States and the FBI director.
Didn't he also say that he's a germaphobe?
The president? Yeah, that's a known fact.
Right. And so why, you know, how could I ever allow that to happen because I'm a germaphobe?
Right. Do you think Comey was believable?
I don't know. I mean, one of the many knocks on Comey is that maybe he's prone to self aggrandizement. You know, I mean, we all have an ego. Does he have a bigger ego than most of us? I don't know. I thought much of it was credible. Parts of it made me question. And I don't think I'm alone there. You know, the whole Hillary with the emails and, you know, that coming out, what, October 27th, roughly a week before the election. Did that help to sway the election? He danced around that.
I don't remember consciously thinking about that, but it must have been. Because I was operating in a world where Hillary Clinton was going to beat Donald Trump. And so I'm sure that it was a factor. Like I said, I don't remember spelling it out, but it had to have been. That she's going to be elected president, and if I hide this from the American people, she'll be illegitimate the moment she's elected, the moment this comes out.
Yet, later in the interview, he said if the FBI director starts operating on the basis of how it's going to, what they do affects political outcomes, then the FBI is dead, the FBI is worthless. Yet, that seems to be exactly what he did.
I mean, we live in this political petri dish, right? Everything is going to be interpreted, misinterpreted through a political lens. And I think he acknowledged that at one point, that no matter what he does, he's in a no-win situation. But, I thought that was an interesting part. The other thing that I found fascinating, Comey said that if the president tries to fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller, it would be, quote, his most serious attack yet on the rule of law. Others have said that. For Comey to come out and say that, I thought was interesting.
We really can't come to a new low with all of the name calling. You know, the White House called him just last week, you know, a partisan
slime ball,
hack.
Yeah,
and then the president called James Comey a slime ball. And you have James Comey talking about urination tapes.
Pee tapes.
It blew my mind. I thought we were getting better as a society, and here we are having conversations about disgusting acts. Like, that shouldn't even be part of the vernacular when you're talking about the leader of the free world and the FBI director. I almost felt bad for James Comey that he said he felt awkward and uncomfortable about talking to the president about this.
Can you imagine? Yeah, you're the guy that has to go into the conference room, sit down one-on-one with the president, and present this information.
I can't imagine at all.
And they also talked about, while they were in that conference room, they also talked about how do we draft a press release, basically defending the president. And Comey's reaction was, that's not why I'm here. That's not what the FBI does.
So I'm just going to leave now and you guys do your little press release thing.
Yeah, you do what you have to do, but I'm not going to help you draft a press release. Mm-hmm. Again, I thought that was just interesting. And some of that is just getting up to speed with how things work, right? When you're president, when you're sitting in the Oval Office, it's a whole new world.
It's a whole new world. Some other clips. If you want to chime in, 651-989-9226 or 81807. Some of your texts say this. I didn't watch. I don't care anymore about politics. All I care about is living and treating others as good as I can. You know, that is a beautiful sentiment, and we do appreciate that. And we should all live that way.
Hard to judge honesty from just a transcript. Visually, he looks truthful to me. Can you really tell looking at somebody?
You know what? I think this person makes a really good point. I mean, I was glued and I was watching him, and he did seem, I think you can a little bit. He seemed confident. He seemed to have a real grasp of the material. He didn't seem fidgety about anything, except George Stephanopoulos pushed him sometimes.
I thought George did a good job.
Mm-hmm. Especially about why he released the inquisition about Hillary's email so close to the election. And George Comey actually said, you know, maybe I did the wrong thing. Maybe he said I'd probably do it again, but maybe a better person would have done something differently. Oh, yeah. OK, I'm sorry, Susan, that's in there. Hold on one sec. Is it the Dangerous Time ones?
It's called Comey.
Yeah, we just played that one. Yep, we got that one already. Yes, thank you. Some of these other texts say, hey, guys, I am struck by the most recent contrast in vocabulary, untethered to the truth versus lion slimeball. And untethered to the truth is what James Comey said about the president. And lion slimeball is what the president said about James Comey. And now that you put it in perspective like that for us from this texter, it is rather striking.
But just to play devil's advocate, Trump supporters knew that he was atypical.
I don't think they knew he was a liar.
Well,
I don't think Trump supporters lie to the extent that he has.
Right. But again, I think one of the big reasons why he's in is because he is unconventional, that it's not business as usual. It's not the typical Washington, D.C. soundbites, that maybe you need somebody, and I'm not defending him, but I'm saying maybe you need somebody radically different mm-hmm. to shake things up, drain the swamp, et cetera, et cetera. I'm just telling you what people mm-hmm. tell me mm-hmm. when they say, look, we knew, and we didn't vouch for his personal honesty or integrity, but we thought maybe this guy can change things. Does that justify? I don't begin to know. But they wanted something different. They got someone different calling the shots.
The question then becomes, did you get what you voted for? I understand wanting different. I understand wanting to drain the swamp. And if you voted for the president, 651-989-9226, did you get what you paid for? Is this what you were hoping? Because I don't think Trump supporters knew there would be these kind of investigations, there would be this kind of alternative facts. Being this untethered to the truth, I don't think many Trump supporters knew that when they got on this train.
From what I understand, the founding fathers were not choir boys. They were brilliant. Mm-hmm. In drafting the Constitution, but mm-hmm. their personal lives were kind of a mess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the other thing that people say to me is, hey, look, the details of his personal life, especially pre-election, should be off limits. I mean, look at Bill Clinton, look at JFK.
Sure. Look at Bill Clinton while he was in office. He was a pig then.
There were dalliances, for lack of a better word. So, you know, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. I hear a lot of that, but I don't know. It troubles me as much as it troubles everyone else. And yet they should be graded on their actions in office versus what they did in their personal life, especially before they were put into office.
Dan's in Bloomington. Hey, Dan.
Hello.
Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Paul nailed it at the end there. We didn't vote for a pastor. We didn't vote for the Boy Scout troop leader. We voted for somebody who had a better chance of preserving the swamp and preserving the Republic and draining the swamp. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
We got it. We got it. Mm-hmm.
So Hillary is corrupt. She was the epitome of a liar, and we knew that. And we knew the swamp would expand and deepen if she or any Democrat were to take office. I don't even think any other Republican candidate would have made the efforts he has to drain the swamp. And that he's doing America a favor.
So I mean, are you glad that you voted for Trump? Are you good with this?
I'm thrilled with what he's doing. I'm not thrilled on his past personal life. I'm not thrilled. Most of us weren't thrilled about him being our candidate at first. But in retrospect, we see that he's the one that had enough courage and chutzpah to try to drain the swamp and try to, you know, reestablish our military, try to reduce taxes, et cetera, and call out the media. I don't think any Republican had the gall or the guts to ever do that either.
Dan, we appreciate the call.
Yeah.
I want to get to a couple more calls, Dan, but I appreciate
the
call. Thank you very much for calling in. Let's see. Let's take one more. Skip's in Anoka. Skip, we got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, I voted for Donald Trump, our great president, and I think he's done a great job. I think he's. I think Comey was is off to sell his book. I thought the interview was just so biased for one side. Mm-hmm. I think he's done a great job. I think he's doing a great job for our veterans. I think he's changing the whole thing around with the Veterans Administration. I think that's a huge thing for anyone that's been in service. And I just think that in time, I think people will get on board. I think the media has just persecuted them.
We're glad you called in, Skip. Call in again. I'm glad to hear this, and I stand corrected. I'm glad they called in. I'm glad I asked the question, and they corrected me.
I got a son in the Navy. I'm happy that we're strengthening our military. I mean, I go to bed every night feeling better, knowing that our military is getting the money they need for us to continue to dominate when it comes to, the global stage. We can't be number two there. Number two, we lose.
So you went on vacation to Mexico. Beautiful, great trip. And then there's a blizzard in Minnesota, and your flight's canceled, and you can't get back. And then the airline says, you're on your own. No, I didn't make up this story. It's the story you've been hearing about Sun Country.
Wow, yeah.
In the news, and we have Alice Gruska on the line. She is a Sun Country passenger currently stranded in Mexico. Alice, welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
What happened?
Oh, my gosh. We still have a lot of confusion about what really happened. There was a blizzard in Minneapolis where we were supposed to land, and one of our friends messaged us and said, like, is this going to be a problem for you? And sent us an article by Thrifty Traveler that said, you know, Sun Country has abandoned their passengers in Mexico. And we're like, oh, no, we're abandoned.
Sun Country sent out a statement that said they have reached out to all the passengers and are refunding their money. Did that happen for you, Alice?
So far, no, it has not. And it's almost impossible to get through to them. We have called 3 days in a row. You can't get through. They'll hang up on you. And we have not talked to anybody, and I have not received an email, nor have I received a refund at all.
So you're in Mexico. Where are you in Mexico?
We are in Mazatlan, Mexico.
Well, that's not a bad place to be stranded for a few extra days, considering the heaps and tons of snow. But I know you want to get home. What are you doing to try to get home?
Well, we had to contact our families and ask if they could somehow wire us some money to buy new plane tickets on a different airline to get home.
How much is that costing you?
About a little over double what our original round trip ticket was supposed to be. So I think $650 per passenger, and our flight has multiple stops and is longer, way longer.
When were you supposed to come home, Alice?
We were supposed to come home on Saturday. We're supposed to come home on Saturday, and we will be here now till Thursday.
So now,
night.
So you'll be here till Thursday, so almost a week. So you have to pay for hotels and food and all those other expenses.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so, wow. You haven't heard anything from Sun Country?
Not a word from Sun Country.
And they won't pick up the phone, or you can't get to talk to a human when you call?
Nope. You call, and then it says all circuits are busy, and then they hang up.
I am so sorry about this. I feel terrible. You guys got to get back to school and work. Have you spoken to your employer?
Yes, we have had to call in for all of our shifts. So we're losing wages, and we are thankful that we didn't park our car at a hotel. We had our car with friends, so we're good on that. But we have, like, pets and friends and jobs to get home to. It's very stressful for us.
Alice, we hope you get home soon, quickly and safely, but can you do us all a favor? Just send us a few photos from the beach. Something with palm trees.
Of course.
Well, Alice, good luck. Stay in touch, and we may be calling you back. Hopefully you get home, but we may be calling you back again tomorrow, dear.
Thank you guys so much.
Good luck, Alice. Goodness. Hang in there.
I heard from Tony Randgaard, who is an industry expert, that says Sun Country can point to tariffs that allow them simply to refund the return ticket, but that's only half the story. Other hometown carrier Delta and American have deals to protect each passenger in case of emergencies. And it's common to call other carriers' headquarters and strike a deal to transfer passengers. And just last week, United chartered a jet from Japan to return a misplaced dog. So it's possible to figure out a solution.
Is it because Sun Country is a charter? Huh.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.